Hello, you're stuck in traffic, Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today looking at fuzzing. So, big proponent obviously of application testing. If you think about it, the toe holds, right? The anchor points that the criminals use to scale our castles, or whatever analogy you want to use, are line by line, code by code, vulnerabilities within applications, or within how they're configured and deployed. So we can rule out enough toe holds, right? Enough anchor points. By getting rid of vulns and applications, we can dramatically decrease the amount of passes an attacker can take to us. So I really like the approach, but fuzzing has traditionally been very hard. It's very difficult to get a good tool. It takes a long time, what have you. So tip for you today, check out if you're doing any Microsoft development, check out Project Springfield. What Project Springfield does is it does what's known as white box fuzzing. So white box fuzzing takes fuzzing, bunch of random garbage thrown at the input to find errors. Takes white box static analysis, line by line code review, right? Merges those two together. So Project Springfield does fuzzing based on the codes it scans. It was used during Windows 7 deployment. I think they found like a third of what they call the $1 million bugs, right? Which are the vulnerabilities that they have $1 million on a bug bounty program for. Which is kind of bummer for bounty hunters, because I would imagine they would want the money. So anyways, they ran it through that, and they've since iterated the program several times, and they're now making it publicly available. It's just announced that this white box fuzzing service is going to be available to anyone who's writing code. So you can write your .NET code, you can write your applications, and you can throw it to Project Springfield, and Project Springfield will chug on it and throw a whole bunch of random input into it and say, hey, here's a buffer overflow. Hey, here's a SQL injection. Hey, here's an invalid input that we're accepting. And then get that information to you so you can correct it and remove it before it gets live, goes public, is on people's mobile phones, is on the web, and the bad guys are stealing all our data through it. I'm pretty excited about this. Almost makes me wish I was still running dev teams because I want to play with it. But I'm probably not going to have time. If you play with it, drop me a line, drop me a note, let me know what you think, what works, what doesn't. Hit me up in comments or social media. Have a good one.